BBC Radio Leeds.
Here's a question for you. I hope you don't have to consider it, really, but sometimes I suppose you do. Would you like an amicable divorce? An amicable divorce, that's hard to say, isn't it? A friendly divorce with a nice sense of closure. Sounds like a bit of a dream. It could be a reality if you decide to go through the Divorce Hotel. It's an idea originally from the Netherlands, I think. There is now one in York, here in Yorkshire, where you check in with your other half and you leave with a clean end to your relationship. Well, to tell us all about it, I'm joined by David Leckie, who is the country manager for Divorce Hotel. He's also a counsellor and a mediator. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, David.
Thank you very much for having me on the programme, Gail.
Well, this sounds very interesting. My first question is, how long do I need to spend at the Divorce Hotel? What is the process?
I suppose the process starts with you making contact with us as an organisation. If you've decided with your other half that you really want to have that amicable and positive divorce that you talked about.
Mm.
And so the process would be that you make contact with us and we would speak with you and discuss together as to, you know, whether in fact you're suitable to kind of come to the Divorce Hotel, because we only want to work with people who genuinely want the best for each other. So, of course, that's a wee bit of a subset of the divorcing sort of population, if you know what I mean. We don't want to work with people who are still wanting to throw furniture at each other.
No.
Really angry.
I see.
But I suppose, you know, an awful lot of people get to a point where they think, OK, we've had enough of the anger now. All the anger's doing is making worse for us. Can we get to a point where we kind of want to sit down together positively and make the best of this situation for the both of us and for our wider family?
I see.
Those are the people we want to work with. So when they contact us initially, we would then sort of go through that sort of initial assessment process and then invite the clients, potential clients, to fill in some paperwork about things like house valuations, pension valuations, those sorts of important pieces of information we need before they then come to the hotel a few weeks later. And they spend an intensive 2 days with us. So when our first couple came to the hotel in York in March, they turn up on the Friday evening and they check out again on the Sunday with that consent order in place, having had an intensive couple of days, you know, really hard work with my brilliant colleague Claire Thornton, who's an extremely well-regarded and experienced lawyer in Wakefield, as it turns out. Mm-hmm. She's been doing that work for many, many years.
And what are the sleeping arrangements of the Divorce Hotel?
I really want to know that, girl.
Yes.
The situation is people have, unsurprisingly, their own bedrooms. I think if people are on the verge of divorce, most people would choose to have their own room, and that's what's been made available for them.
I see.
But what is interesting, I think, is that how many people choose to kind of use that weekend positively. And our first couple, for example, they went and watched a rugby match together. You know, there was an internationals on the television, and they had a last meal together. So that they were able to mark the end of their relationship in a sort of a kind of form, bring it to an end in a proper way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's a nice sort of closure. I mean,
yeah.
does it ultimately this technique, this method, if you like, can it save you money? Can it save you stress?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we're not cheap. There's no point in beating about the bush. I mean, the fee range would be sort of £6,000 to £8,000. I mean, unfortunately, some of the press have quoted a figure of £10,000. That would be highly unlikely it would have to go that far. But you need to know that whatever the fee was, and it's usually around the £6,000 to £8,000 mark, for the couple, that would be identified at the very beginning of the process. So any potential clients know from the outset what that fee is going to be, and that's not going to change.
Beyond that, does that sort of include the amount that you would normally pay for solicitors and things like that?
Absolutely. The only additional fee would be the fee it cost to lodge the paperwork in the court, which is, I can't remember exactly what the amount is at the top of my head, just a few hundred pounds. But so the fee that you pay to Divorce Hotel covers everything, all the legal support work with my colleague, I say Claire Thornton, her name is, does all that legal work for the clients in preparation before the weekend starts, and then at the weekend itself, bringing them together, mediating their agreement, which is a very intensive process.
Yeah.
But that fee covers the whole the whole spectrum. You know, of course, it covers everything. It covers the hotel costs. It covers the, you know, all the professional fees. And so the couple pay that money and they go out at the end of the checkout of the hotel with all the paperwork in place, merely to put that paperwork into court for them to get the decree.
Now, I did say that it started in the Netherlands. I think there's one in America as well. And you've started the one in Yorkshire. Why York? Why Yorkshire? Of all places?
Yeah, it's interesting because I was given some pressure from my Dutch colleagues to say, can we open in London? I said, no, we're not going to open in London. We're going to open this wonderful city called York, because all Dutch people have never heard of York, of course. They don't realise how beautiful it is. But it wasn't just because it's a great city and it's easy to get to from lots of places, but also because I'm very proud to be part of a very large established culture of collaborative lawyers in York and the surrounding region. I think York has got something really special going for it in terms of its already, as I say, established culture of these lawyers who want to work together anyway to ease this difficult process. So, of course, I want people to come to divorce hotels should they feel that what we provide is useful for them. But if they don't think divorce hotel is right for them, please, whoever you are, please consider using the services of a collaborative lawyer. Because that means you avoid all the hassle of lawyers. And sadly, Gail, our first client who came to us a few weeks ago, she went after 24 years of marriage to a man who she knew very well, obviously, after 24 years. She went to a traditional lawyer, nowhere near this, it was in another county, way away.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This lawyer started to talk to her straight away about all these negatives about the husband who she was about to divorce, saying some very negative and very critical and very unhelpful things. And our client thought, hang on a minute, this is not the man I've known for 24 years. I know he's going to be pretty decent with our divorce. I don't want to believe you, lawyer person, who's sort of casting aspersions on my soon-to-be ex-husband. And thankfully, she walked away from that. I think if she'd stayed with it, it would have turned into what can be a quite traditional problematic situation where individuals go to lawyers, and before they know it, they've lost control of the thing. The lawyers are fighting with each other, and the bills are going through the roof, and it can go to thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds really, really interesting, David, and I think for some people it would be brilliant. If people are interested in what you do, have you got a website?
Simply divorcehotel1word.co.uk.
OK. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about the Divorce Hotel. This is David Leckie. He is the country manager. Thank you, David. Nice to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. And for no reason at all, I'm playing Thorn in My Side by The Arithmetics. But that was interesting, wasn't it? You're listening to BBC Radio Leeds.